This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, George Tenet, the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, went to Capitol Hill. For more than 4 hours in a closed-door meeting with the Senate Intelligence Committee, he was questioned about the intelligence used to justify the war in Iraq. Last week, the intelligence chief took responsibility for a controversial line in President Bush's State of the Union address. The president had cited a report that Iraq sought uranium in Africa, a report based on intelligence that the CIA had earlier deemed unreliable. Kansas Republican Pat Roberts chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee. This evening, he praised Tenet for his answers.
I think Director Tenet deserves some kind of award for persevering, as do the members. All members asked very pertinent questions. The director was very contrite. He was very candid. He was very forthcoming and accepted full responsibility.
Joining us now from Capitol Hill is NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellna. David, do we know anything more coming out of this closed-door hearing about how that line about African uranium got into the president's speech in the first place?
Well, not really, Melissa. This was, as you noted, a closed hearing, and while those who attended said there were many questions about how the 16 words in that line got into the speech, they did not seem quite satisfied that their questions had been fully answered. Democrats said afterwards that responsibility for what the president said may lie even more squarely in the White House, since they pointed out that the CIA director had clearly told White House officials that the African uranium intelligence was not reliable. And still, the line appeared in the president's speech. As Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin put it, the larger question goes beyond why Tenet did not keep something out of the State of the Union address. The larger question, he said, is who was so determined in the White House to put that line in the speech, and why? Some Democrats on the committee are now saying that the only way to get to the bottom of this is to call White House officials before the Intelligence Committee, and that's a move that the president might block by invoking executive privilege.
It's not just the intelligence on Iraq's supposed uranium shopping in Africa that's come into question. How wide-ranging does the Senate inquiry seem to be?
Well, I think the question is really whether there was a systemic problem of intelligence being shaped to fit a political agenda of going to war against Iraq. And some Democrats on the Intelligence Committee who approved giving the president war powers to confront Iraq last October now seem determined to show that they may have been misled by that intelligence. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein is one of those senators, and she said today that she never imagined, after having read all those intelligence reports, that no weapons of mass destruction would have been found by now. And I think there's going to be a lot more scrutiny of other intelligence as these hearings go on.
Joseph Lieberman, the Democratic senator who's running for president, said today that if, in fact, George Tenet were at fault, he should be held responsible and he should resign. Did anyone on the Intelligence Committee, though, say he should step down?
No, they didn't. John Edwards, who's another Democratic contender who is on the Intelligence Committee, said no when asked if he thought that Tenet should resign. And both Democrats and Republicans really praised Tenet. In fact, one of them said that he was sorry for Tenet, the way that he had been sort of raked over the coals on this issue. But I think that the rallying around Tenet comes for different reasons on both sides. Republicans want to say that Tenet should be held responsible, and at the same time, they don't want to make it seem like this was such a big deal that he should quit. Democrats say that there's no reason why Tenet should resign because, in fact, the responsibility goes higher up the food chain. They mention names like Condoleezza Rice, the National Security Advisor in the White House, and even Vice President Cheney.
So where does the investigation go from here, David?
Next week, the Inspector General of the CIA is going to turn in a report on what happened to intelligence related to Iraq to this committee. After that, the Army General Keith Dayton, who's in charge of the Iraq Survey Group that's now looking for weapons of mass destruction, and Dr. David Kaye are also going to testify. Tenet may be back before this committee in September, and Chairman Pat Roberts said that they may hold public hearings, that they will hold public hearings after that. But there is going to be no independent commission looking at this. That proposal was voted down in an amendment tonight on the Senate floor.
Okay, thank you, David.
You're welcome, Melissa.
NPR's David Wellna at the Capitol.